Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ches, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu eideyen shel oivdei kechavim. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah, the halachic component of it, begins with a halacha related to eideyem shel oivdei kechavim, the chaga of oivdei kechavim. The Mishnah said 3 days before, plus the Yom Ha'ed itself, Aser lases velases imam, and the Mishnah mentions other things that one is not allowed to do. So the Mishnah over here in Daf Ches gives examples of eideyem shel oivdei kechavim. So even though the Mishnah addresses them as if these are the eideyem, these and nothing else, but the Rishonim, the Rambam, and Pirush HaMishnayah says that these were just eideyem that were popular at the time that the Mishnah was written. Where the Mishnah was written, but the truth is, Tein lechacham v'yech kamoid, all eideyim shel oivdei kechavim would relate to these halachas. It says the Mishnah, ve'ilu eideyim shel oivdei kechavim kalando v'satarnura v'kartisim. V'yoyim genusya shel macheyim. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. V'yoyim haleda, the birthday of the king. V'yoyim hamisa, and the yartzeit of the previous king. Divrei Rameir. The Chachamim say that not every Yoyim HaMisa of a king would beget aid that would have all these halachas, but rather, there were times that when the king would die, they would burn all his possessions. So if he was such a king that there was Sreifa, then his yartzeit, the anniversary of his death, becomes a yom ha'ed. V'she'em ba sreifa, em ba avodas kechavim. Av yom teklachas ziknoi, the day that an oivet avodah zarah would shave his beards. Apparently, the oivet avodah zarah would shave their beards one day a year. And the day that they shaved their beards was very momentous, and they celebrated a yontif, a chagah, on that day. Ublurisai, or the one day a year that the oivet avodah zarah would shave his bluris. V'yom sha'olam anayam, or a day that he came back from sea. V'yom sha'yatsim beis asurim. V'yom kechavim sha'asim mishlo b'nai, or an evikechavim that made a mishta for her son. Enoi asur, even though the oivet avodah zarah would celebrate those days, still, those days didn't have the regular halach of an eid. How so? It's aser oisei hayoyim, but va'oisei ishbulva. So number one, it only relates to that person that personally is celebrating that day as a chaga. And not just that, you don't have the halacha of shloisha yom. It's oisei ha'ish, va'oisei hayoyim. Zok tegemar, omer rav chanan bar rav, kalando. So the Mishnah mentioned three examples of well-known eideyim at the time of the Mishnah. One was Kalanda, the second was Starnura, the third one was Kartisan. Says the Gemara, Kalanda is Ches Yomim Achat Tkufa. It's 8 days after the onset of Tkufas Teves. Starnura is Ches Yomim Lefnei Tkufa. It's 8 days before Tkufas Teves, which means that the Mishnah mentioned the latter one before the earlier one, the Simonech, Ochar Vikedem Sartani, Ochar, the second one, Vikedem, the first one, Sartani. But either way, so these were two Chagas, each one was 8 days long, and they were both right around Tkufas Teves. It's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether when we say Ches Yomim Achar HaTkufa and Ches Yomim Lefnei HaTkufa, we mean literally. So it's 8 days before the Tkufa, 8 days after the Tkufa, as if to say there was only one day in between. The onset of the Tkufa wasn't a Chaga, but the 8 days before, 8 days after, other. Or does it mean just 8 days around the onset of Tkufas Teves? Either way, Zok de Gemara, a little bit of history, a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to these two chagas. Tana Rabban, Lefishra, Adam Arishan, Yemshim, Ismait, Vahoylech. When Adam Arishan was born, the first day, the sixth day of creation, he saw the sun set. Omar, he said, Oili, Shema b'shvil shesarachdi, Oilam chashuch badi. We know that Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. He ate from the Eitz Hadas on the day that he was born. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin goes through the Yud Beis Sha'os of the Yom HaShishi and describes exactly what happened. A lot happened on that one day. One of the things that happened was that Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. So when he saw the sun started to set, he thought that the world was coming to an end. And he said, perhaps this is the Misa. I know that I was punished. I got a klola, Chava got a klola, the Nachash got a klola. Maybe this was the Knas of Misa that was told to me that I was going to have he sat betainus for 8 days. As soon as Tkufas Teves came, and he saw the day starting getting a little bit longer, Shkia was a little bit later. Omar, he said, this must be just the way the world dreitzich. So he went and he celebrated. He 8 days of Yontov. Shana Acheres, the following year, Ason Le'elu U'Le'elu Yomim Tovim. He ended up celebrating the first 8 days, which previously had been 8 days of Tainus, because he thought that the world was coming to an end. He celebrated those 8 days again as a Yontif, and the 8 days that the previous year had been a Yontif, again he celebrated as a Yontif. So the origin of these 8 days is from Adam Arishon. Says the Gemara, "Hu kavam l'shem shemayim." His intentions were l'shem shemayim. The heim kavam l'shem avodas kechavim. But the pagans, the Ovdei Avodazara, they took these chagas, these yomim tovim, they distorted them and they turned it into days of worship to Ovdei Avodazara, which, by the way, is consistent with the entire history of Avodazara, as we will see later. But either way, the history of Kalanda and Starnura, it actually dates back to Adam HaRishon. It's Frank the Gemara Akash. But Bishleim Elaman Dama B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Bishleim according to Manama that says that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, which means that when was Adam HaRishon created? Chodesh Tishrei. Yom Azuti Chaza Yom Arichei Akati Lechaza. So the story makes a lot of sense. Because when he was born, he saw Shkia, and the days started getting shorter and shorter. So as a result, he was born full-time, winter-time, as the day gets shorter. But according to Mandabat, it says that he was born in Nisan. He had already seen the Galgal. He had seen when he was born, the days would get longer, and now the days are starting to get shorter. So he already was in tune to the fact that this must be science. This must be Minhagai Shaloylam. So why was Adam HaRishon afraid? Meaning the story goes very well. This Maimer Chazal, if you hold B'Tishrei Nivra'ilam, but it's a machloikis, Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua, first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, whether B'Tishrei Nivra'ilam or B'Nisan Nivra'ilam. How do you reconcile this Maimer Chazal with the Mandama that holds B'Nisan Nivra'ilam? So the Gemara says, you have to say, Zute Kuli Hai Lechaza. It's true that he had seen longer days and shorter days, but he had never seen such short days. Wintertime, B'Tishrei, that's when the days started getting really, really short, and that's when Adam HaRishon started getting spooked out. Tanu Rabbanu, Yem Shenivra L'Adam HaRishon Day, Adam HaRishon was created. Kivan Sheshakol of Chama, that first day when the sun set, Shkia Amar. He said, it looks like the world is coming to an end. This is probably the misa, this is the punishment that I'm getting for eating from the Eitz Hadas. Says the Braisa, he sat, he fasted, and he cried the entire night. Chava was doing the same thing. When the sun rose the next morning, Amar, he said, Amar, he got up, he brought a shor as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it wasn't just any shor. It was a shor, Shekarnov Koidmin LeParsoisa, a shor whose horns were created before its parsois. So usually the parsois are formed before the karen. But this was a shor that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a shor that was born in its full growth. As a result, it was Karnov Koidman Lepart. So regardless, that is the shor that Adam HaRishon chose to use to give Shvach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that the world wasn't coming to an end, but rather it was Menhogai Shaloylam. How do you know it was a shor Shekarnov Koidman Lepart? So Yosef Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'seitav Hashem Mishor Par, Makrin Mafris. The Pasuk first says Makrin, then it says Mafris, as if to say that first Makrin, the Karen, was formed, and then afterwards, Mafris. Or maybe the Mashmul, Shol Shekav Adam HaRishon, Karen Achaz HaYisrael B'Mitzvah. The shor that Adam HaRishon brought had only one horn. So usually a shor has two horns. This had one horn. Shenema, V'seitav Hashem Mishor Par, Makrin Mafris. Freit the Gemara, Makrin Tarti Mashra. Assume the drush is from the word makrin, but makrin actually means two. It's a lashon rabin. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mikeren ksiv. It says it without a yud. It says it as if it would be a lashon yachid. Either way, two brises that describe Adam HaRishon's reaction when he sees the sunset for the first time, with Shabbos of course, but when he sees the sunset for the first time, Adam HaRishon was afraid. He thought the world was coming to an end. He thought this was the Misa that was Niknesa Olav Min HaShemayim. Regardless how exactly Adam HaRishon reacted, that seems to be a dispute amongst the Brises. The Gemara is bringing this because the first Brisa says that Adam HaRishon fasted for 8 days, and then when he saw Tkufas Teves, he saw the days started getting longer. He made Yontif for 8 days, and those 8 days are the origin to these two Eidayim that I mentioned in our Mishnah, Kalanda and Starnura, respectively. Zok the Gemara, Vayter. Amar Rav Nachim, Rav Masna, Roimi, Amr Abnats, Roimi Shas a Kalander, Roimi, that celebrated Kalander. The Cholayor is Asmucha Isla, Mishtab Isla, and there were a lot of neighboring cities that were Meshubid, they were reliant, they were economically dependent on Rome. Freik Tigimar, Oysen Ayores Asurais, or Mutaris. Do they have the Aloch of Kalander, or do they not have the Aloch of Kalander? So somebody is doing business with a Roman, someone that worships the deity that the Romans worshipped, and obviously that's the halacha of our mission. The question is, what if somebody's doing business with someone that lives in a darf? This darf happens to be meshubit to Rome. This person doesn't celebrate what the Romans celebrate per se, but at the same time, you're one step removed from the Romans because this person is meshubit to the Romans. Either way, oisen ayores that are only mishtabdos to roimi, asurois or mutaros. Zokti Gemara was a machlekes amira. Rabbi Shua ben Levi amar kalanda asura lo koli. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein asura elo lo ivdei abulvat. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that any city that was mishtabdos is also going to be asura. Rabbi Yochanan said no. The oivdim you're not allowed to do business with, but people that are meshubit to the oivdim, you have nothing to worry about. Zokti Gemara tanya kavasa Rabbi Yochanan afa bisham roimi asa kalanda v'chol ayores asmuchas lo mishtabdos. There are many cities that are meshubit to Rome. He atzma ein asura elo lo ivdei abulvat. Stating that it's a the Isser of Lufnei Edem Shalev the Chavim applies only to Roimi, but it doesn't apply to the other cities that are only Meshubit. Star now you have a kartasim, the Yom Genus Yeshamachem, the Yom Shahumla by Melach, Lefon of Osir. Acharav Mutter. Some of which is mentioned in our Mishnah, some of which is going to be discussed later in the Gemara, but that's the safe of the Braisa. What we need is the first part of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa is Mefurish, Tanya Kavase, the Rabbi Yochanan, that the cities that are Smucha Isla, Umishtabda Isla, Ein Asur. You have nothing to worry about. Omer, Avashi, Afananami, Tanino. The Chura, I'll bring you a right from another. Tony, Yom Teklach Haskanoi, Ublu Risoi, V'yom Sha'ola Boi Minayam, V'yom Sheyotza Mibesa Asurum, Ein Asa Elo Oisei Ayoim, V'oisei Ishbova. That was our mission. The mission said that there were certain private chagas that different Ovidei Avodah Zarah used to celebrate. During those Yomim Tovim, the halachas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah apply. However, it's Oisei Hayoim, V'oisei Ish. Zokti Gemar, Bishlam Oisei Hayoim. I understand, said Rav Ashi, why the Mishnah said Oisei Hayoim, Lafuke Lefana B'la'achra. It's Lafuke, that even though when it comes to the big chagas, the ones that everybody celebrates, this Gimel Yomim, Lefanav, Rabbi Shmuel holds Gimel Yom Alachrav. Over here we're saying it's only Oisei Ayam. Elo Oisei Ish Lafuke, my. What's that coming Lafuke? What would be the Havamina if you're doing business with a pagan and this person has a Yontif, a Chaga, that the Isser should apply to somebody else? That other person doesn't have a Chaga. There's no Harvacha for him. There's no Azalu Moida. There's no Yishamal Picha. There's no Lifnei Evil Isita Mikhsha. So why would the Mishnah even have to say Oisei Ish? What's a Kami Lafuke? My love, Lafuke Mishabdov. It's probably Kami Lafuke. Let's say there's someone that's Meshubit, that person's family, or maybe a business partner, someone that he interacts with. So you would have thought that maybe through him it should already be Yasser. Says the Mishnah Oisei Ish. Oh, Shmamina. So you see that there's no Isser when it comes to people that are Meshubit. Another Allah. Rabbi Shmuel said that the Yidden that live in Chutz La'aretz are Oivdei Avodah Zarah B'tahira, meaning they're doing it innocently. They don't realize that they're being Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but they are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Kate's on house, Oivdei Kechavim, Chasim Mishal Abnoi, because when Oivdei Kechavim makes a wedding, for example, for a son, if a Yid goes and celebrates at this wedding, even if he brings his own food, he brings his own mashkiach, v'shama sholehem oimed lefneim mala aleim akasov. But the Torah considers akilu achlu mizifchem esim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'kara lecha v'achalta mizifchay. The pasuk is in Shmois Perek Lamed Aleph. Pentichrei bris liyosh ve'yaretz. Torah says you better be careful when you go into Eretz Yisrael. And the yosh ve'yaretz, who of course were oivdei avodah zarah, v'zonu acharei aleihem. Make sure you don't become nimshach and persuaded by their avodah zarah, because v'safchu le'elohim, if they are going to bring karbonis to their avodah zarah, v'kara lecha, and they're going to invite you, v'ochalta mizivcha, and you're going to eat from their zevach, it's going to be considered as if you're avodah zarah. So that's what happens. This plays itself out, said Rabbi Shmuel, all the time in Chutz La'aretz. We have an avodah zarah, he makes a mishnah, he makes a party. At his party, he brings karbonos to his avodah zarah because he's very makritav, it's his son's wedding, so when else would you bring some sort of zevach of hoidah to your deity. The problem is you're being over this pasuk. V'kara lacha v'achalta mizivchay. But the Gemara says ve'ema ada achol. It doesn't. It sound like the whole problem is v'achalta mizivchay. The Yidden don't do that. Rabbi Shmuel said that Yidden, I understand, they get invited to parties and they come, and even though they bring their own food and they have their own mashkiach, they even have their own shamish pouring them wine, but at the end of the day, by virtue of the fact that they're participating at this event, they're ready over the Avodah Zarah. How do I know that? From this pasuk. The pasuk says, V'achal to mizivcha. The pasuk sounds like the only time it's a problem is if you actually participate in the food. It should have only said, V'achal to mizivcha. It says, V'achal to mizivcha. Mishas Kriya Hilkoch, says the Gemara, from the fact that this is a problem, because already Mishas Kriya, it's an issue. So you have to know the following Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You have to know the following halachas. Number one, Kol Talsin Yoimim. If a Oved Koychovin makes a wedding, he himself gets married, or his son gets married, for the next 30 days, if he invites you to his house, whether he tells you specifically, I want you to come to a mishta to celebrate the wedding, or he doesn't tell it to you, the halach is us. Either way, it's going to be us. Mikan veilach, after 30 days, if he tells you specifically that I'm inviting you to a mishta to celebrate the wedding, you can't go. But if he doesn't tell you specifically, then it's going to be okay. Okay, what's the difference if he tells you machmas ilula or not? If he tells you machmas ilula, means he's still very excited about the wedding, and it's very possible that he's going to bring a korban to Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be over on that pasuk of Yachalta Mizivchai. Frek the Gemara, v'chi amalei machmas hilula ad emas. Is there like an expiration? Let's say 3 years later, he tells you, I want you to come. You remember 3 years ago, I got married. I'm still so excited. It's my anniversary, whatever. I'd like you to come to my house. Is it still going to be aser? Ad emas. Up until what point is that an issue? Amra papa, atresa yarchisha. So up until 12 months. Umi ikara me emas. Aser, Zakta Gemara, meaning when the person is preparing for the wedding. This is all post-wedding, 30 days after, 12 months after. What about earlier, when the wedding didn't happen yet? It's still during the engagement. If he invites you for a mishta to celebrate the wedding, could you come or could you not come? Says the Gemara, Me'emas Aser, Amar HaPapa, Mishmei Derabah, Mechiramu Sairi Basinti. Literally, when you put the sa'irim, the barley, into the vat, you stop preparing the beer. Who said this? Rapapa, of course, was a Meicha Sheikha. Ulabasa Trecha Yashi, so straight to Gemara. And after 12 months, there's no issue, right? We said that after 12 months from the wedding, even if he tells you specifically it's for the wedding, you have nothing to worry about. He's not bringing karbanos anymore. And he heard the oidi. He heard that he started giving shiris v'sishpachas t'avoidah zaru pirish, and he ran away. He didn't eat. So you see that even though it was after Yud Beis Chodesh, but being that he was invited machmas hilula, this oivet avodah zarah was still excited. So how did Chazal know to say that being that we're concerned when the oivet avodah zarah makes a party for the wedding, you can't participate because he's going to bring karbonis, but only up until 12 months. Masa shahoya kachoya with Rabbi Yitzchak Breder and Misharshia, where he was invited to a pagan who was celebrating a wedding. It was Achayud Beis Chodesh, and he heard the oidi. He heard him starting to give hoida. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Misharshia to Adam Chashevu. This oivet avodah zarah got so high. He was so excited that Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Misharshia was by him. He couldn't believe it. This prominent rabbi was sitting in his presence that it caused him to get so pumped that he brought an korban to his avodah zarah, despite the fact it was after Yud Beis Chayesh. But that's uncommon. It's unusual. That's not something you have to be chayesh for. Maybe if you're an adam chashuv, you have to be chayesh. Somebody like Rav Yitzchak. But ordinarily, that's not something that you have to worry about. So before we go weiter, we're talking about Eideyem Shal Oivdei Kechavim. The Gemara over here mentions a little bit of the history of Kalanda and Starnura, two of the three Eideyim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that I mentioned before in the Mishnah. These were pagan holidays that were celebrated by the Romans at the time that the Mishnah was written. The Gemara said that it's the founder, really, of these Chagas, the one that instituted them initially, was Adam Arishan. But like the Gemara says, Hu Kavam L'Shem Shamayim V'Hem Kavam L'Shem Avodas Kechavim. I thought it was kedai to go through a little bit of the history of Avodah Zarah. We have to do it at some point. And from there, segue into a little bit of halacha l'maisa. So a lot of what we're going to mention are dvarim that are yiduim umeforsamim, but if you're not going to talk about it when you learn mesechtes avodah zarah, then when are you going to talk about it? The Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, literally chapter Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph. Zok the Rambam, b'mei Enosh tov bnei Adam tos gedayla. In the times of Enosh, mankind made a terrible, terrible mistake. The Nivra Atzas Chachmei Oysa Adar, the Enosh Atzmon Min Hatayim. Enosh himself was amongst the time. V'zu Hoysa Tous Amru, people thought, Hoyo Vakel Baruch Echav Emelu, V'galgalum Nahanagas Ha'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everybody knew that. Adam HaRishon was Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no confusion at all right in the beginning of time that Adam HaRishon was the one that created the world. But at the same time, they also realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kechavim and Galgalim. Lahanik Esayla. V'nosnim b'marayim v'cholak lem kovim. V'hem shamoshim ha'mesham shel lefano. People viewed these celestial beings as shamoshim, things that were created on some level to serve their creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the thought was, Ruyim heim l'shapcham u'lefarim v'lachlokem kovet. The right thing to do would be to give kovet to the Shemesh, to give kovet to the Levana, to give kovet to the Kechavim, v'zehu ratzen HaKel Baruch Hu. And they assume that's probably what Hashem wants them to do. L'gadel u'lechabein misha gidlai v'ka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them kovet. The sun got a lot of kovet. It's a mar ha-gadol. Even the moon, it's a mar ha-katan. It was given tremendous kovet by Hashem. So the thought was, if Hashem was mechabed them, shouldn't we be mechabed them also? And the Rambam says, k'moy shamelech reitzel mechabed avodim. Just like a king wants people to be mechabed his avodim, v'oimdom l'fono, v'zehu k'voydei shamelech. And this is a way of being mechabed. This is what they thought. As soon as they had this Einfeld, his chilu livno is lekeichav emeichaves. They started building temples for keichav. Ula hakriv lehem karbonos, and they were bringing them karbonos. By the way, akum. What does akum mean? Oivdei keichav emeimazales. In the purest, unadulterated sense, an oivdei avodah zarah was someone that worshipped the keichavim and the mazales. And that's what they did. They started building heichalos for them and bringing karbonos. Ula shabcham, ula farim, bedvarim, ula shtachavos, lamulon kedei lahasig ritzoin haboirei bedaitin hara. Vezehi ikar avodah zarah. This was the origin of avodah zarah. People worshipped avodah zarah not thinking that the avodah zarah that they were worshipping had true keiches. They knew that. They didn't have true koichas. They knew that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the creator of the world. But at the same time, they felt that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these beings such kovet, then He probably wants us to be mechabed them as well. And it's no different than giving kovet to one of the ministers of the king. The king wants that. He's nischabed from that. So in that same vein, we can give kovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mechabed the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They built a chalois and they brought it karbonos. They were meshabeach and mefayer bedvarim. They bowed down to it. Again, the Rambam says it was lahasig ritzoina boire bedaitam hara. V'kachim oimrim oivdea yoyde mikra. Loishem oimrim she'en shama lakai alakoich of zeh. They never, ever, ever thought that this really had intrinsic power. They knew the truth. Stating that, says the Rambam, they made a terrible, terrible mistake. And with time, this mistake devolved. And it went from generation to generation until people forgot. They forgot the origin. And they started getting confused. They knew that the Zayda, what did he used to do? He used to bow down to Kechav. Now, the Zayda bowed down to Kechavim because he felt that by bowing down to the Kechavim, he was really bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with time, it forgot. Up until, I'm skipping, says the Rambam, Kimet Sha'orcho Ayomim, Nishtaka Hashem HaNichbad V'Anoiru Mipi Kol HaYukum, U'midaitam V'loi Hikiru. It got to the point where they completely forgot the origin. They forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtzu Kol HaMa'oretz V'Hanoshim V'Aktanim Inun Yoydin El HaTzur Shalaitz V'Heaven. Oh, that's all they knew. And the Rambam segues from there. Kimet Shenigmal Eisan Zeh talks about Avram Avinu, who grew up in the house of Terach. Rambam famously says that Avram Avinu, when he was young, but at the same time, he realized that it was shtusim, it was avolim, he realized it was absolutely silly. Ben Arbam, Shana Hikar Avram is Bayrei. And of course, the rest is history. But in terms of Avodah Zarah, the history of it, how do you go from Adam HaRishon, who's Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a world that's the Wild West, where people literally worship the sun and the moon and the Kechavim and the Mazalos and Tzurois and Tzlomim. How do you go from point A to point B? That's this Rambam. The Rambam explains it. Says the Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ikur Atzivoy Ba'Avodah Zarah, the Ikur HaYisra Avodah Zarah, Shloi Lavid Echa Mikol Abru. You're not allowed to bow down to anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Loi malach, v'loi galgal, v'loi kochav, v'loi echad mi'arba yisoydes, not any one of the four elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, v'loi echad mikol ha'nevrome, or anything that is a form that comes from one of those arba yisoydes. V'af al pi, says the Rambam, sho'ivid yoydei she'ashem u'alikim, and even if the oyved, while he's doing his thing, knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was alikim, v'oyved ha'nivra ha'zeh al derech sho'ovad enoish va'anshei doir etchilo, so his kavana is doir enoish, says the Rambam, ha'reza oyved avodazara, it's the regular avodazara. So says the Rambam, at the end of the day, even though Dor Enosh maybe had noble intentions, but at the end of the day, they were Oved Avodah Zarah. And as it relates to Halacha L'Maaseh, if somebody would be Oved Avodah Zarah b'zman hazeh, al derech Dor Enosh, not because he doesn't recognize the truth, but because of this cheshbon, he thinks that if the melech was mechabed these beings, so he probably wants us to be mechabed. It doesn't matter. Even though it was a ta'us, but at the end of the day, ha'reze Oved Avodah Zarah. So the bottom line is, when the Rambam shtels the Isser Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says the Isser is shaloi lavid echad mikol abruim, v'loi malach, v'loi galgo, v'loi koichav, v'loi echad mi'arbe ha'yesoidois, v'loi echad mikol ha'nevra mehen. And it doesn't matter if you know the truth, meaning you're worshipping a Kadosh Baruch Hu also. It doesn't matter. Still, it's going to be us. In other words, what the Rambam is saying, as it relates to halacha l'maisa, is if somebody is oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person worships Hashem, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but at the same time, this person is also oyved one of the nevraim. He's oyved something else. He's a regular oyved Avodah Zarah. And all the halachas of Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv skila, yaharu guval yavar, he becomes a mummer, yeino yayin nesech, you can't trust his shechita. All the halachas of Avodah Zarah apply, despite the fact that he's also being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't change anything. It's in halacha what we know as shechita. Meaning, this person is being meshatef adavar acha together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's worshipping Hashem. He's serving. He davens every day. But he also believes in other things. Meaning, he's attributing, he's at least worshipping other things. That's considered regular Avodah Zarah. We know that a ben noyach is not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. B'nei Noach have Sheva Mitzvahs, and one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Avodah Zarah. Shtelt sich the Shaila, a Ben Noach that's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Is he allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah B'shituf, or is he not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah B'shituf? The Rambam's very clear. A Yid's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah B'shituf. But the Rambam's talking about a Yid. What about a Ben Noach? A Ben Noach has a different Shulchan Aruch. A Ben Noach can't worship Avodah Zarah in the generic sense. But what if he does it al derech Dor Enosh? Or what if he worships HaKadosh Baruch, but at the same time he's Meshatev something else? Is that going to be considered Avodah Zarah, or is it not going to be considered Avodah Zarah? And this, once upon a time, was a very, very, very important shaila. It's still an important shaila, but it was once extremely important. The reason is because the Yidden, throughout the generations, the ones that lived in Europe, lived amongst the Nitzrim. They lived amongst the Christians. Now, the Christians believe in God. They believe in God, but they also believe in Yeshei HaNitzri. And their view of Yeshei HaNitzri, although it's a little complicated, but at the same time, they worship Yeshei HaNitzri, which is in contrast to the Muslims, the Ishmaelim, who believe in their prophet, Shem Risham Yerkov, but their prophet is a prophet. He's a Navi. Meaning, they believe in God. They have their name for it, right? They believe in God, and they believe that God transmitted their Messiah through prophets that, of course, are Nevi'e Sheker. But in terms of their belief, it's pure monotheism. And as a result, l'chura, at first glance, the Ishmaelim, despite the fact that their religion is horribly distorted, but they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Because an Oivdei Avodah Zarah is somebody that worships something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than God, and they do worship God. The question was with the Noitzrim. Because the Noitzrim, their belief of Yeshei HaNoitzri is not that he's the Messiah. It's not that he's a prophet. They actually are meshatev him with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe in the Trinity, which is some shitof between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshei HaNoitzri. So the question was, and the Rishonim discussed this. It's uncomfortable discussing it, but the Rishonim discussed this. Natsrus, Christianity, is it Avodah Zarah or is it not Avodah Zarah? Do we have to treat a Noitzri as an Oved Avodah Zarah or not? What's the Tali in the Shaila? If a Ben Noach is Muzer in Shituf, then they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because even though they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, they're Meshatev something else with it. A Nivra, something that was created, Me'ar Ba'a Yisoydis. So as a result, they're being Oiver in the Isser Avodah Zarah. Or maybe a Ben Ayach is not Muzer on Shittuf. And being that they believe in God, even though they also are Meshatif a Davar Acher, maybe they wouldn't be considered Oiv Dei Avodah Zarah. So what's Nafgemina? Our halach is right here. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Does Mesechtes Avodah Zarah apply to the Noitzrim? Or does it not apply to the Noitzrim? You know who discusses it? Tosfos. Tosfos is right at the beginning of Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Dachez Amid Aleph, asks the Gevaldige Kasha, the Kasha, Al Ma Samchu Ha'ilam Achshav Losis V'Losis B'Yoyim Ha'edah Yiv Degichav Amim Ma'em. How in the world can we in Europe ask the Bali Tosfos, how can you go to the supermarket and buy potatoes from a Noitzri, L'Chura? There's a whole Mesecht in Shas, Mesecht is Avodah Zarah. So how in the world do you reconcile what we do on a daily basis? How do you sit down and learn this Mesecht with a good conscience? At the end of the day, when we do business with them, aren't we being over? I mean that they celebrate Yom Rishon for every single Sunday as a Chagah. The Gemara talks about Sunday. So every single Sunday is a Chagah. So already Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to walk into the Shuk. And that's not the meaning of Yisrael. So the Kosher Freik Tois Al Masam Chua Ilo Masha. Tois gives a few terutzim, but the best known teretz that Tosfos says, and it's the second bright Shira, if you want to see it inside. Lokach nira the tama heter bishum da akum shebeinenu kimlam begavayu dolei pochel avodah zarah. Tosfos says we must know that the akum that we live amongst, they're not over the avodah zarah. They were noitzrim. What do you mean they weren't over the avodah zarah? So Tosfos doesn't really explain. But there's another Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Bechoris that based on the days where Tosfos is a little bit more clear. The context over there is the Gemara discusses a halacha. Omar avua de Shmuel. Also la adam sheyasu shutvas an oivik echavim. It's also for a yid to form a business partnership with an Oivik Echavim. Why? Shemi Yischayv L'Shvo. Because we're afraid that maybe in the context of the Shutvis, one of the partners is going to have to swear. V'nishbaloi b'shem Avodas Kechavim Shloim. When he swears, he's going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'atayra Amr lo yishama al picha. V'shem elhim achem lo yisaskiru lo yishama al picha. This is a classic one-on-one example of it. There's going to be a Shvuas Adayonim. He's going to have to swear. You swear b'shem. He's going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. It's going to come out that your business relationship with him caused him to be masked. Shema Bidazara, thus Shmuel said, also la Adam Sheyasa Shutfis Ima Oved Kechavim. Says Toysfis, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Hazeh, Kulam Nishboyin Bikotchim. They ain't Toysfin Bishem Elikus. The at today, you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about it today. Toysfis, Rabbeinu Tam said that Bizman Hazeh, Imbaya. Why? L'chura, you do business with a Noitzri. The Noitzri is going to have to swear. He's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, listen to this. Because when an Oved Avodah Zarah bizman noy, says Rabbeinu Tam, swears, Daitam, you know what he's thinking of? L'shem oisei shamayim v'aretz. He has in mind the creator of the world. That's who he has in mind. He has in mind God. Va'afal pishem mishtatev shem shamayim v'davar achar. And even though, when he has in mind the creator of the world, he also has in mind Yeshaya Noitri, which means he's been mishtatev v'davar achar. Ein kan lifnei yivar lo yisita michshol. Dibnei noyach loy huzaru al kach. Ulidi don loy ashkechon iser begramshit. He doesn't have an iser, says Rabbeinu Tam. Because for him, it's shittuf. And a ben noyach is not muzer on shittuf. We're muzer on shittuf, but we're not the ones that are doing it. Oh, we're being gairim? That's not a problem. Bottom line, says Rabbeinu Tam, that Bizman Ney knew in his times, he said there was no issue to make a shutfus with a guy. Because the whole issue is that he's going to swear in the name of Elihim Acherim. They don't swear in the name of Elihim Acherim. They're mishatev odovar achar together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Shittuf, Bnei Noyach and Amuzer on Shittuf. Either way, Tosfos says it in two places. He says in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, he doesn't explain it so much in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, but Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis that the halachas of the Fnei Edem Shloiv Dekechavim Shloish Sheyamim, where Asa Lasseis Velasseis Eman, do not apply to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah that we live amongst. Why? Says Tosfos, Mishum Da'akum Shebeinenu Kimlon Begavayu Deleipochel Avodah Zkechavim. He says in the Becheres Da'beis Amadeis, as it relates to making a shutfus with a guy, the bottom line is, that was the sheet of the Bali Tosfos, that the Noitzrim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. How could you say they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? It's because they believe in the creator of Shemayim V'aretz, they're Meshatuf Adavar Achar, Shittuf is something that's Asr for Yisrael, but it's not Asr for Ben Noach. This halach of Tosfos brought down a Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Hilchas Masav Amatan, after the Mechaber brings us halacha that you're not allowed to make a shutvas with a guy, says the Ramah, V'yesh mekilim basiya shutvas amakutim bezman hazeh. There are people that are mekil. Mishum she'ein akutim bezman hazeh nishbon b'avidah saliva. V'afal gafte maskirin avidah zara, mikomokim kavanosam lo'isa shemayim v'aretz. Elo she'mishtatvin she'in shemayim v'dobar achar. V'loi motzinu she'esh bazeh mishum lifnei v'loi sita michshol, darei einon muzorin ala shitav. What's the makar? Toysvis reish perakam the b'chiris. By the way, it's also a ran in avidah zara. It's also Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So other Rishonim say it as well. But the bottom line is, the Ramah brings this halacha of Toysvis, stating that it's yodua that the Rambam argued. The Rambam is in two places. So the Rambam that's most often quoted is in Hilchas Macholos Asuros in Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam over there is talking about the halachas of Stam Yenam and halachas that we're going to get to Bezrat Hashem later in the Masechta. Says the Rambam as follows: V'chein. Kol goy she'ino yoved avodah zara, any goy that's not an yoved avodah zara, could go in elu hayishmaelim, like the Yishmaelim, because as we said earlier, the Yishmaelim, at the end of the day, they believe in Bereishis Bar Lekim as Hashemayim Vesaretz. Yeinam asir b'shtiyo, umutter b'hanot, v'chein hoiru kol agoyinam. Aval hanoitzrim, says the Rambam, oyvde avodah zara hei. But the Noitzrim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says it a second time. You know where he says it? In Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And you know what the context is? The sugyas that we're learning right now. The Rambam is in Perik Tes Halacha Daled. Now, by the way, it's very possible that if you go to your Sfarim Shack and you take out your Rambam, you're not going to find this. So this was in the censored editions of the Rambam. And the Shapsu Frankel, they bring it, but not every Rambam has this Halacha. But says the Rambam, Perik Tes Halacha Daled, HaNoitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Noitzrim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Yom Rishon, every single Sunday, Yom Eidon Hu. Lefichach says the Rambam, Osur Loseis Veloseis Imam Beretz Yisroh. Yom Chamishi, V'yom Shishi, Shebechol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Ve'ein Tzorech Loimer Yom Rishon Atzmesh Hu Osur B'kol Mokim. V'chein Noyagim Imam B'chol Eidem. Either way, the Rambam's talking about the Noitzrim. Rambam says Eretz Yisroh, so we're going to have to get to those sugyas later. But the bottom line is, the Rambam says very clearly, Shvarz and Weiss. He says it in Hilchas Macholos Asuras as it relates to the Halachas of Stam Yenam. He says it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah as it relates to the Halachas of Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, that the Noitzrim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, meaning at first glance it would seem to be a Machloikis Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos held that the Noitzrim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Rambam held that the Noitzrim were Avodah Zarah. It's ironic a little bit because the Bali Tosfos lived in a Christian world. They lived amongst the Noitzrim. The Rambam lived in a Muslim world. The Rambam lived in Egypt. The Rambam didn't live amongst the Noitzrim. But the bottom line is, Halacha L'maisa, the Bali Tosfos held that the Noitzrim were not treated as Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam held that they were treated as Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Incidentally, if you remember, when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke at a tshuva from the Rambam. I won't go through this. But the Halacha is, it's a Gemara Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Ein Moisrim Divrei Torah Lo'ivik Echavim, Shenema Le'osot Kein L'chol Goy, U'mishpatim Bal Yadam. You know, going to teach Torah to a guy. Tosfos says that, by the way, in the event that there could be a lifnei iver, meaning it's koi betrei havna the nahara, as in yesterday's daf, it's anyways, it's poshut, it's also to teach Torah to a guy, because a guy that learns Torah is chayiv misa, so that if you teach Torah to a guy, you'll be over lifnei iver loisita michshol again. In line with what we spoke about yesterday, that there's a lifnei iver, even with the benayach. But the bottom line is, that's poshut, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. Stating that, there's a famous tshuva from the Rambam. The Rambam wrote the tshuva to the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Ephraim, where the Rambam said, Muta lelamed hamitzvahs lenoitzrim. The Rambam said that this halacha did not apply to the Noitzrim. It applied to the Yishmaelim, it didn't apply to the Noitzrim. Why? In Kamakoyim. You can take a look at it. But the bottom line is that, if you want to look it up inside, by the way, the Margolis Hayam quotes the entire tshuva in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. But either way, to me, the Rambam goes faker. The Rambam said that the isa to teach Torah to a guy is only for the Yishmaelim. It doesn't apply to the Noitzrim. But the Rambam had a cheshbon for that. But either way, Machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam, the Bali Tosfos, and the Rambam. Stating that, it's Yedua, the Noida B'Yehuda, in a tshuva said that the Velt makes a terrible, terrible mistake in terms of their understanding of the Shita of Tosfos. I'll just read to you a little bit of the Noida B'Yehuda inside, and then we're going to go back there. The Noida B'Yehuda says that he was talking to a Shoyal, and the Shoyal apparently assumed that, according to the Ramah, which, of course, the Ashkenazim follow, Natsrus Christianity is not treated as Avodah Zarah. So he writes as follows. How did he know this? They all assume this premise. Stating that I toiled, I couldn't find it. The Rambam would have brought it. He says he doesn't even know where people got it from. Says the Nehuda, I know where you're coming from. You're coming from Taisus of Bechayr is that base. You're coming from Taisus of Eidazar that base. You're coming from the Psak of the Ramah in Kuf Nun Vav in Erechayim, where he says Mefurish that you're allowed to do business together with a guy. There's no Isser Lossis Velossis Imam B'Yamedam. Why? Because Akim Shebeinenu Kimma Begavayu, they're not over the Eidazar. And the way Taisus explains it in Bechayr is because they're not Mitzvah Alashitov. So you're making a terrible mistake. That's not what Taisus meant. You're distorting Taisus. We're distorting the Ramah. That's not what the Gedolei Rishonim and the Paiskim meant. You know what they meant? They were taught, what's the Isser to do business with a guy? The Isser is because he's Azulamite, and you're going to be over the Isser of Hashem Elim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yisham Alpicha. Why can't you make a shutfis with a guy? The Gemara says Mefurish. Because of Lo Yisham Alpicha. Taisus was handling the Isser Lo Yisham Alpicha. The Isra lo yisham al picha, the Isra of Hashem al himachem lo yisaskiru, as it relates to that, a ben noyach is not muzar on shittah. So if a ben noyach is going to be masker, the shame of Hashem, and at the same time he's going to be meshatif for davar achar, he won't be over v'shem al himachem lo yisaskiru. But if he worships, but if he's actually oyved avodah zarah, even if he's meshatif for davar achar, there's nothing to talk about, he's an oyved avodah zarah. Meaning a guy that's oyved avodah zarah b'shittah is an oyved avodah zarah. It's just that a guy that's masker shema leyim acherim together with the shame of Hashem, being that he's doing a b'shittuf, he's not over the isser shema leyim acherim leisaskiru. The whole toisves, this whole chiddush that ben noach is not muzer on a shittuf, is not a sifkaton at all. And in the entirety of Avodah Zarah. It's as if cotton in that halach and hilchas Avodah Zarah. As it relates to v'shem elim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha, there, there's a caveat. Asterisk, you have to look in the Ramah, look at Tosfos, that does not apply by Shittuf. But as it relates to being oved, b'shittuf of course. So he says, you want to know if the noitzim are oved Avodah Zarah, there's nothing to talk about. Without a question, they're absolutely positively oved Avodah Zarah. Just one more ha'ara. And that is, so we spoke a little bit about Yoy Rishoy, right? The Gemara talked about the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Shmuel said it, we had it twice already. Shmuel said that L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Yoim Rishon is an aid. So 3 days before, 3 days after, you can never do business with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We just saw the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Dal. It says it means the Noitzrim. That's what Shmuel was referring to. That the Noitzrim, being that they celebrate Yoim Rishon, you can never do business. I'll just tell you something very, very interesting as it relates to Yoim Rishon. And that is, there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Pesachim. It's in Perek Arvei Pesachim, tucked away. It's in Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there discusses when you make Havdalah and you're chosem the bracha of Havdalah. What's the nusach that you're supposed to say? It says the Gemara was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav used to say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael. That's the way he would conclude. The Shmuel, Shmuel would say Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdu Min Kadesh Lecha. The way we say. So it's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav would say Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel would say Hamavdu Min Kadesh Lecha. Zok the Gemara Layit Alo Abaya. V'itayim Rav Yosef Ahod Rav. Abaya cursed anyone that followed Rav. So if somebody said Mekadesh Yisrael and not Hamavdu Min Kadesh Lecha, Rav was so disturbed that he was Layit. The Gemara says that Tano Mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Chananya Kalachosim Mekadesh Yisrael V'amavdu Mekadesh Chol Marichin Lo Yom Avishmas. So I saw Rabbi Blazer Moshe Horowitz in his Agoyis on this guy says, what's going on? Why is everyone so excited? Abaya was liet. Anyone that says Mekadesh Yisrael not Amavdu Mekadesh L'chayel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said that if someone's Chosim Mekadesh Yisrael V'amavdu Marichin Lo Yom Avishmas, there's Arichas Yomim, there's Klolis, there's Tutzach Leibnik over here. What's the big deal? Why does it matter if you're Chosim Avdol or Mekadesh Yisrael? Or if you're Chosim, why is this more than any other Machlokes in Erech Chaim that everybody's getting so worked up about what the Nusach of the Chosim of Avdol is? Says Rabbi Leizer Moshe Haflov Afeli. He says, because the Noitzrim, their Yoim HaKadosh was Sunday. And Abaya felt that if a person would say Mekadesh Yisrael, meaning he wasn't comfortable saying Hamavdol ben Kodesh L'chayel, he's suggesting somehow that maybe Sunday's also Kodesh. And that's why he was liet, aman d'lo yomar. He was so upset on any person because apparently, you know, Natsrus was making inroads into the Haimash HaKreizen. And this was like a harchoka. We had to get it out. And a person that would say Mekadesh Yisrael, zeshmekt a bissel. Maybe he doesn't want to say a mavdu b'kodesh l'cha. Because maybe in his mind, Sunday is a yom kodesh. It's a yom ha'ed. That's why he was liyat aman da'amah mekadesh Yisrael, and he didn't go out of his way to say, a mavdu today is kodesh, tomorrow is Sunday, it's an off day, but it's chayav. You have to remember that, and that's the tifkeit over here. It's interesting. This actually comes up in another place also. The Gemara Masechtas Tainus talks about the Anshei Maimed. So the Anshei Maimed, they used to fast 4 days: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They didn't fast Friday, covered Shabbos. They didn't fast Shabbos, and they didn't fast Sunday. The Gemara gives three reasons. One reason the Gemara says is Mishum, not the Noitzrim, because the Noitzrim, this was a big chag for them. So the Anshei Maimed, you can't fast on Sunday. You fast on Sunday. This is a shmir. Again, in the same vein that we had to stay far away from. That either way, a little bit more Gemara. Kartisim, my Kartisim, Amr Avida Mashmul, Yom Shetafsa by Remi Malchus. That was the day that Rome ascended to the Malchus. They took over dominion of the world. That day was celebrated as a holiday. But time, afraid tomorrow, we went to the Brisa. Kartisim, Yom Shetafsa by Remi Malchus. Sounds like it's two different days. How could Kartisim be the Yom Shetafsa by Remi Malchus? We have a Brisa that mentions Kartisim. The Yom Shetafsa by Rami Malchus. Amr Rav Yosef Sheit Fisa Tafsa Rami. You know, it happened twice. Achas b'mei Cleopatra. Once in the times of Cleopatra Malchus. The Achas Shetafsa b'mei Yavanim. Once in the times of the Greeks. So it's two different days. There's Yom Shetafsa by Rami Malchus and there's Kartisim. They both commemorate Yom Shetafsa by Rami Malchus. Again, what are you 2 days for? Because it actually happened on two different times. Chiyos Rav Dimi Yomar. Talas Talsin the train Karbi of the Ramay Bahadi of Illinois. The Romans and the Greeks, they fought 32 battles. Well, Yachlilu, nobody won. There was a stalemate. Adis had finally Yisrael Badayu until the Romans partnered up with the Jews. Vachi asked them about this was the deal they made together with Yisrael. Meaning they formed this joint venture. They said, we're going to go together and we're going to fight against the Greeks. What happens if we win? So who's going to be king? Is it going to be a Roman? Is it going to be a Jew? So they said as follows. We're going to flip. Sometimes we'll be kings, but you're going to control the government. Meaning one of us will be king, other of us will be, yeah, we can switch back and forth, we can flip-flop, it's all good. Either way, they agree, they signed this treaty, they're going to go together, they're going to fight against the Greeks. So they send the Greeks the following shlichos. Till now, we've been trying to resolve our disputes with guns, with swords, with horses, fighting. Why don't we resolve this intellectually? They had the Jews on their side, all the lawyers. Margolis, Evan Toiva, Ezemem, Yassis, Bosses, Lechaver. So they posed the following question. If you have a Margolis and an Evan Toiv, which is more chashev, the diamond or the jewel? Shokhalei, Margolis, Evan Toiv. The Evan Toiv is without a question more chashev, meaning the Margolis is a Bosses. That's going to be the setting for the Evan Toiva. Evan Toiva ve'inach. Inach is a certain jewel. Ezbem Yasid Basel Zachaver. They said Evan Toiva ve'inach. Evan Toiva is not as chashev as the Inach. Inach ve'sefer Torah. Ezbem Yasid Basel Zachaver. If you have an Inach and a Sefer Torah, which is going to be more? Inach ve'sefer Torah. They said, oh, the Sefer Torah. Shokhaleim. Kena non Sefer Torah. Gabon. We have the Sefer Torah. The Yisrael Badana. We have the Jews. So you have to be subservient to us. Kafule. Estrin ve'shnish. And it worked. Says the Gemara, for 26 years, this treaty lasted between the Romans and the Jews, meaning they were together for 26 years. At the end of the 26 years, the Romans decided, enough, and they went after the Jews. What was their thought process? Originally, they thought, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk describes Yaakov and Esav, let's go together. So Yaakov and Esav can go together. The Jews are Yaakov. The Romans are Esav. So why can't we go together? But afterwards they realize there's another pasuk that says, Yaverna Adoini Lefnei Avdoi, where Yaakov tells Esav, no, you should go in front of me. So to the contrary, Esav is supposed to go in front, which the Romans took that as an understanding that really they should be leading the way. The Jews should not be going side by side with them. So before we end, we'll just conclude with one ha'ara, and that is, you see from this Gemara that the Romans understood that they were descendants of Esav. So we know that the Yishmaelim, that Muslims, the Arabs, they come from Yishmael. That's something that's universally accepted. No one's ever disputed. But Chazal had a Mesoira that the Roman Empire, that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, that's, of course, of Roman Empire fame. They were descendants of Esav. And the truth is that from a historical perspective, it's a little bit tzarechi and how Chazal knew that. And the Achreinim and the Rishonim actually discussed it. If you take a look at the Agoyis Yaivetz right here, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, he brings two Mesoiras, how it is that Chazal knew that the Romans were descendants of Esav. He says as follows, Svoi ben Alifaz, Who yosad roimi umalach halel betchiluk akasa b'seif yosifan. So he says it in one line. If you know the rest of the story, it's actually mentioned in detail in Seif Yosifan, but the Ramban al Torah Parashas Vayechi brings it. After Yosef and the brothers buried Yaakov in Maaseh Machpelah, so we know that they killed. We know that they killed Chushim ben Dan. So after Chushim ben, they killed Esav. Esav's head is buried in the Maaseh Machpelah. Rav Shachaim says because every person he shrushed the Kedusha, even Esav's head is buried in the Maaseh Machpelah. But either way, Esav gets killed. On their way back, Eliphaz had a son Tzva. He came with an army. He started up with the Shvatim. Lamaisa, the Shvatim were able to win this battle, and they took Tzvi as a Tzvi as a captive. After Paroi died, Vayakom Melech Chadash, he freed Tzvi. Tzvi went to what today is known as Rome, and he built Rome. So, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's probably from that Maisa that you see that who built Rome? Tzvi. Who was Tzvi? Ben Eliphaz, Ben Esav. So he was an enekel of Esav. He was the founder of Rome. That's where this connection came, this Messiah, that there's some sort of connection between Rome and Esav. Then he brings another theory that Ramban brings. I've seen this in the Ramban, in one of his Ksavim. He brings a theory, and that is that the first followers of Yeshaya HaNoitzri were Edomim. They lived in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. That's where he had his first chassidim. So they were Edomim. Edomim, of course, came from Esav. Edom is Esav. So the Edomim came from Esav. They were the first followers of Natsrus. Natsrus eventually became synonymous with Rome because they adapted it as their law. It happened hundreds of years later, but they adapted it as the official religion of the Roman Empire. As a result, Rome and Natsrus and Esav all somehow became synonymous with each other. But the truth is, if you know a little bit of Chumash Rashi, you know that the connection between Esav and Rome is actually, it predates all this. In the end of Parashas Vayishlach, the Elish Mois Alufei Esav v'mishpachosom l'mik. Who's Aluf Magdiel? Says Rashi, two words. The last Rashi in Parashas Vayishlach. So you see already a connection on the Aluf level between Rome. Either way, whether it's because Magdiel was Roimi, or whether it's related to the story with Tzvi ben Eliphaz, who's the founder of Rome, the way the Ramban brings the story from Sefer Yosifan, or it's related somehow to the origin of Natsrus that was started by Edomim, who were all followers of Esav, that later would become synonymous with the Roman Empire. Regardless, Chazal had a Messiah that the Romans were descendants of Esav. There's many Marim Mekoymas for it, and this is one of them right here, Avodah Zarah, Tav Chesam Adbeis.